Hey all, Andy here. This week we're working on a couple interviews and they're not quite ready. But if you listened to the last episode, you'll have heard how I recently acquired a BMW R100/7. Well, since we recorded that call, we had a small crisis in the Taylor house, which called for a spontaneous ride. And that Beamer got me where I needed to go. So, on the way back, I was thinking about another BMW shakedown ride I had, and how both of these old Germans pulled through when I needed them. And arguably, I was just drunk with mechanical success, but I had a refrain in my head, and I couldn't shake it. Airheads are best in times of duress. Which, yeah, I know, that's the beginning to the best or the worst limerick ever, but I got home, and when I did, I poured a cup of tea and started typing. So, this week, I hope you'll indulge me in a bonus episode as we tread dangerously close to motorcycle romanticism nonsense with a small BMW epic in two parts, of course. Airheads do best when under duress, ideally in a time of need. My Slash 5, for instance, took me the longest distance from SF to Seattle at speed. I saw an ad and did rally to a beach town in Cali. The bike had belonged to a pastor. The father had died, the son didn't ride, and now the bike was a holy disaster. I fumbled and guessed, but must have been blessed or cursed, if you ask my wife. With finite skill and a fair bit of will, I somehow brought it to life. I found about Easter a new seat for my keister, exhaust nuts, and a new gasket kit. Well, as things do, one thing turned to two, and so I replaced about every bit. And then, as it happened, we moved all our crap and our family to Washington State. I had to let stay my boxer in the bay, having more pressing things on my plate. When loading our stuff, I found it too tough to fit everything onto one load. A trailer, two trucks, and a couple of bucks for a way for my Jeep to be towed. A bike and a GMC, but that's another story, would somehow need to be fetched. So, after the move, I then thought to prove a plan I had secretly sketched. I booked a flight, planned for long nights, and went with some parts I collected. Some welding in the mission, a brand new ignition, the preacher's bike was resurrected. Now, arguably, I was an optimist, but I ticked off all the things on my list. Surely, this pilgrim will make it. I have no misgiving, but I have been clean living, or at least enough I could fake it. Its maiden voyage would go somewhat smoothly, you know, relative to this really tall order. An optimistic shakedown, but only one major breakdown before I got to the Washington border. It died in a nice spot, a Taco Bell parking lot. I ate a burrito with my helmet as a chair. I managed to mend it, but that ignition, I bend it. With some Porsche points, I rigged up a spare. I got off the ground and rode on to the Sound without any more major delays. Though still a bit rusty, the 750 proved trusty, getting me home in just a few days. And since, until late for an important date, I'll choose this particular ride. When I'm in a hurry, I don't want to worry. It lives when others have died. And yet there's another, a younger, bigger brother, for which I have a second report. Though slightly less grand, its first ride wasn't planned, but this airhead gave its support. A Slash 7 liter with an RT two-seater, it followed me home in the spring. And this story starts at a swap meet in parts when I discovered this silly old thing. Its original lady rider, a mother who, inside her, had an urge to travel the road. She chose a thoroughbred steed for Alaskan trips she'd lead, adventures with her daughter in tow. When they'd had their last ride, the vehicle set aside, a new owner took it and upgraded, resigned it to parts, wrenched in fits and starts, and for years, the Slash 7 waited. It sat for so long that I bought it for a song and took it home to give it a shot. Some controls and electronics, carb work and ultrasonics, but in the end, not a whole lot. A headlight and cables, I'm proud that I was able to get it back together as new. Black with gold stripes and immaculate pipes. Seeing it together, man, what a view. As the last bolt was tightened, my daughter ran in, frightened, to tell me some awful news. At practice after school, some sneaky little fool had stolen her brand new shoes. Well, lesson learned, sometimes you get burned, and we said our c'est la vie. But my anger was stirring, and my vision started blurring. The big guy seemed to jingle its keys. That kid. I grabbed my lid, slid open the cold choke lever, put the lines on their barbs to get gas in the carbs. It's first ride in forever. The old soldier tried its best, but something stuck in its chest. A stumble it just couldn't get past. So the fuel cap I cracked and a plug lead I whacked. The 7 then roared at last. Now normally I'd wait for vengeance to abate, but the bike is now running, that's that. Gloves on, tally-ho, zier gayen, let's go to the park to have a chat. Onto the main road I flitted. Well, I guess we're committed, because it's a long downhill path to take. If it dies in defeat, it's an uphill retreat, or a very sad phone call I'd make. Can you imagine that, chat? You dummy, where you at? I went to beat up some kids. But so smooth seemed its spark, all the way to the park, and into a sea of hybrids. Some dad with a pup paused mid-poop pickup and said, "Damn, that's a really cool ride." Though my focus was such, I said, "Thank you much," to deny I was proud out of lied. When I stepped on the green, the Jordans were seen, peeking out some soccer punk's pack. Incriminating story short, I'm happy to report that I got those size 3s back. Now, having not brought a tote, I stuffed the shoes in my coat, a little prayer as I walked to the bike. I do have some fear that you'll strand me here, and I'll be in for a long, humble hike. All these parents will stare at that biker guy there taking off with some kid's shoes. But, according to plan, starter pushed, and it ran. I was soon on another cruise. It started to cough, her adrenaline wearing off, but I thought I'd give it some gas. I held onto the bars and we flew past the cars, as it did so easily in the past. This thing is a rocket. My arms pulled their sockets and I gave it a little bit more. With power to kill, it ran up the hill and righteously rolled toward our door. The traveler's been freed. What a test ride indeed. And I haven't even put the badges on the tank. Delivered from tween thugs, my little girl gave me hugs. But it's not just me she should thank. It's only a machine, I get that, I'm keen, but forgive me as I taught her. I like to think, somewhere deep in its tank, it's got a soft spot for a rider's daughter. These Germans have shown, over the bikes I've owned, you can depend on them when they're needed. With minimal fuss, you can offer some trust, even when they've been mistreated.
This podcast is produced and edited by Hole in the Head Moto. Follow along on the socials at Hole in the Head Moto. Or you can send an email to actually@holeintheheadpod.com. We'll see you next time.